VOA Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 83 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 83 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin se trouve au bureau et il parle avec ses collègues. Martin is at the office and he's talking with his colleagues. Il compare les villes qu'ils ont eu l'occasion de visiter, aux États-Unis bien sûr. Miami is more modern. Miami est plus moderne. It also has a beach. Elle a aussi une plage. What city do you like? Quelle ville aimez-vous? I love New York. J'adore New York. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à faire la comparaison des endroits et des objets. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Comparer les objets et les endroits. Let's compare objects and places. Martin parle avec ses collègues des villes américaines qu'il a visitées. Êtes-vous prêt à faire le tour des États-Unis? Are you ready to visit the US of A? New York is more interesting. New York est plus intéressante. More, plus. Washington is smaller. Washington est plus petit. Which city do you like better? Quelle ville préférez-vous? Better. Plus, mieux. Chicago is colder than Washington. Il fait plus froid à Chicago qu'à Washington. San Francisco is by the water. San Francisco est au bord de l'eau. Baltimore is also by the water. Baltimore est aussi au bord de l'eau. Which city do you prefer? Voyons comment Martin et ses collègues comparent les endroits qu'ils ont visités.
Good morning, everybody. Am I the last one?
Yes. Where have you been?
I was taking the children to school, of course.
Is your wife on another trip?
Yes, she's singing in Miami this week.
Would you like some coffee?
I don't think so. I'll have some cookies, though.
This is nice. We haven't done this for a long time.
Right. It's Martin's fault. He's always traveling somewhere.
Where are you going next, Martin?
I'm not sure. I'm not traveling anywhere this month.
I'm going to meet my wife in Miami. Has anyone been to Miami?
I have.
Of course. He's been everywhere.
How does it compare with St. Petersburg, Florida?
It's different, of course. I like St. Petersburg more.
Why?
St. Petersburg has more historical sites. Miami is more modern.
Miami is better for young people. It has the beaches and the nightlife.
Well, Lee is young.
That's what I mean. St. Petersburg is better for old men like Martin.
Let's change the subject.
What city do you like, Kara?
New York City is the best.
Why?
It's exciting. It's bigger. The buildings are taller. The people are livelier.
I lived there for several years. I like Washington better than New York.
Why do you like Washington better?
It's slower. It's smaller.
That's what I said. New York is more interesting.
Martin, you've traveled a lot. What cities do you like?
I like San Francisco. It's the most beautiful large city in California. I like cities on the water, of course. That's why I live in Baltimore.
Do you like San Francisco better than Baltimore?
It's different. Besides, my work is here.
The weather is better in San Francisco.
The buildings are taller. It looks more like a real city.
It depends on what you like. I like Chicago.
It's too cold.
It's colder than Washington, that's true. Chicago's much bigger than Washington. It has more activities. There are more people.
But it doesn't have all the beautiful buildings that Washington has.
The government buildings make Washington the most beautiful city in the United States.
I like more modern buildings. I like Houston and Dallas, Texas.
Now, wait a minute.
Lorsqu'on compare les objets et les endroits, on utilise des expressions comparatives. On peut dire qu'un immeuble est moderne, modern.
on peut le comparer avec un autre immeuble et dire That one is more modern. C'est plus moderne. On peut même le comparer avec tous les immeubles qui se trouvent dans cette ville et dire That building is the most modern building in the whole city. C'est l'immeuble le plus moderne de toute la ville. Écoutez ces phrases qui pourront vous servir comme exemple.
Miami is more modern.
St. Petersburg is better for old men like Martin.
New York City is the best. The buildings are taller. The people are livelier.
Pourriez-vous répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner? Répétez les expressions comparatives qu'il utilise. Je vais vous aider un tout petit peu. Il demande Does New York have taller buildings than Washington? Est-ce qu'il y a des bâtiments, des buildings plus élevés à New York qu'à Washington? Je peux vous répondre que oui. À Washington, les bâtiments ne sont pas très grands. Alors, en anglais, vous répondrez Yes, New York does have taller buildings than Washington. Essayez de répondre aux autres questions de Martin Lerner.
Does New York have taller buildings than Washington? Which city is more modern, Miami or St. Petersburg? Is the weather better in San Francisco or in Baltimore?
Martin, may I have some more coffee? You make the best coffee in the office.
Thank you, but I didn't make it.
You've been listening to VOA's English USA, lesson number 83, part 1.
Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de notre 83e leçon d'English USA. Quelle ville et quelle région avez-vous visité?
Which cities and which places have you visited?
Si vous connaissez Washington, pourriez-vous la comparer avec votre ville, Kinshasa, Dakar, Conakry? Pour connaître un endroit, il vaut mieux y passer un certain temps. Restez à l'écoute donc.
Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly and we'll continue our tour of American cities.
Nous continuerons notre tournée de villes américaines.
English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Un grand merci à Anour Idriss à N'Djamena au Tchad qui m'a écrit une lettre en anglais. Je crois que c'est la deuxième ou la troisième lettre d'ailleurs. Et merci aussi à Monsieur Nzemi Louis David au Centre linguistique américain à Douala au Cameroun. Je lui souhaite bonne chance avec ses projets et ses études.
Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 83 of English USA. Nous allons retrouver Martin et ses collègues. Ils comparent les endroits qu'ils ont visités. They are comparing places they've visited. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à comparer des endroits et des objets. Boston is like European cities. Boston ressemble à des villes européennes. The food is wonderful in Chicago. La cuisine est merveilleuse à Chicago. Il paraît que les collègues de Martin ont beaucoup voyagé, mais ont-ils été aux Caraïbes? Écoutez bien ça. The food is hot and spicy in the Caribbean and in Africa. La nourriture, la cuisine, est bien épicée en Afrique et aux Caraïbes. Écoutez le reste.
Are there any more cookies?
Yes, there are. Didn't you have any breakfast, Waleed?
No, I don't eat breakfast at home.
Why not?
Breakfast is better in a restaurant, but I didn't have time to eat this morning.
Howard, do you think food is better at home or in a restaurant?
At home.
Martin, is this your briefcase?
No, that's Howard's. That's newer than mine. My briefcase is very old.
It's newer than mine.
I think I have the oldest briefcase in the office. It was my father's.
Are we arguing about briefcases? Let's argue about cities again. I like the cities in the East.
Why?
They're older. I don't like the newer cities in the West. Boston is nice.
It's like a European city, isn't it?
And it isn't as big as New York.
Have you been to New Orleans, Waleed? You might like that. Some parts of New Orleans are very old.
Is it the oldest city in the South?
I don't know that. No, I don't think so, but it's very old.
And you like food. The food is wonderful there.
It's some of the best food in America.
I don't like the food very much. I don't think it's that good.
I disagree. It's the best.
It's too hot.
Texas food is hotter.
Texas food is also too hot.
You don't like hot food, I guess.
Hot food is bad food.
Oh, no.
What's the matter
with you? How can
you
say that?
What about Thai food?
The worst food is the hottest food.
Martin, what is the worst food?
I think the worst food is greasy food.
Waleed, what is the worst food?
The food I cook is bad.
I think mine is worse. My mother wasn't a very good cook. My father was better. He taught me some things, but he was always better.
Do you cook, Howard?
I'm a good cook. I cook everything but hot food.
Who made the cookies?
I did.
They're very good.
Thanks. I can make better cookies than my mother.
The cookies are finished. Should we get back to work?
Tout à l'heure, je vous ai dit que pour comparer, c'est très simple. Donc, écoutez Martin et ses collègues et apprenez bien.
Good. Better. Best. Breakfast is better in a restaurant. New. Newer. Newest. That briefcase is newer than mine.
Old, older, oldest. I have the oldest briefcase.
Nice. Nicer, nicest. Boston is nice. Big, bigger, biggest. It isn't as big as New York.
Hot, hotter, hottest. Texas food is hotter.
Comparez les objets ou les endroits que Martin va mentionner avec d'autres objets et endroits. Washington is small. Washington est petit. My city is smaller. Ma ville est plus petite. Écoutez d'abord ces exemples et répondez ensuite aux questions de Martin.
My briefcase is very old.
My briefcase is older.
Maintenant, essayez de répondre à Martin Lerner. Il vous dira par exemple... Texas food is hotter than New Orleans food. Et vous, vous allez dire, food in my country is hotter than food in New Orleans or Texas. La cuisine dans mon pays est encore plus épicée qu'à la Nouvelle-Orléans ou au Texas. Et je pense que c'est très vrai. Répondez aux autres questions.
Texas food is hotter than New Orleans food. Boston is a nice city. New York buildings are taller than Washington buildings.
Let's compare objects. My house is as small as your house. Ma maison est aussi petite que la vôtre. My house is as small as your house. My car is... smaller than your car. Ma voiture est plus petite que la vôtre. My car is smaller than your car. Smaller than. Ou bien, your car is bigger than my car. Bigger than. Donc, quand c'est plus grand ou plus petit, on ajoute than. Par exemple, my dog is older than your dog. Mon chien est plus âgé que le vôtre. Ou bien, my briefcase, mon attaché, my briefcase is bigger than your briefcase. Bigger than. Revoyons encore des expressions où les objets sont égaux. My house is as new as your house. Ma maison est aussi nouvelle que la vôtre. My house is as new as your house. His house is newer. Sa maison est plus neuve. His house is newer. New, newer. Big, bigger. Old, older. Et si l'on compare, on utilise as old as, aussi vieux que, ou bien, si c'est plus vieux, older than, ou plus jeune, younger than. Young, younger. Cold, froid, colder, plus froid. Deux expressions qui veulent dire le contraire. The worst, le pire. The best, le meilleur. The worst winter of the century, le pire hiver du siècle. The best summer of my life, le meilleur été de ma vie.
And that's it for lesson number 83 of English USA. Et voici, nous arrivons à la fin de la leçon numéro 83 de notre English USA. Nous avons fait un voyage autour des États-Unis. Aimeriez-vous faire ce même voyage? Would you like to travel within the United States? Allez-vous visiter les musées et les monuments historiques et les comparer ensuite avec ceux de votre propre ville ou de votre pays? Il est bon de voyager, de se promener dans les rues et même de regarder les gens qui passent. Comment comparez-vous votre ville à Washington, par exemple? Can you compare your hometown to Washington? Vous savez, Washington est une petite ville, surtout en comparaison avec New York. Washington is small compared to New York. En tout cas, j'espère que vous viendrez nous rendre visite un jour. I hope you can visit us someday. In the meantime, en attendant, have a great practice and goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
For night, you wake up, see the light, yeah. See the future is bright, yeah. I need the enter for I, yeah. Make you do your best, yeah. Papa God go handle the rest, yeah. Even if you don't get money, yeah. The jolly they shake body, no need to get their body, yeah. If it no be God way, yeah. Now some people dead body, yeah. Nobody be more baby. When you fall, you go stand up again. You try him again, again and again and again. Cause it's not easy, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. So they sing and they dance and the people, they rejoice, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. My brother, my sister, don't need today. If you go to a party, you make with the tango, yeah. Baba God, now your hand go to you. I see my people, eh, on a good day. Nobody wake up for this one to suffer, eh. Turn a bad day. Another man tomorrow.
My brother, which kind of life it is, say? Everybody gets his own way to follow. Time, but you know easy. Even if you don't get money, they call it a shake body. No need to the dead body. If you know be God way. That's some baby dead body. Nobody be no baby. When you fall, you go stand up again. You try him again, again and again and again. Cause it's not easy, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. So they sing and they dance and the people, they rejoice, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. My brother, my sister, no need to die. Oh, oh, oh. If you go to a party, yeah, man, we the tango, yeah. Baba God, now your man will be, yeah. Bring it back.
Sur 24, VOA Afrique.
VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
Certified quality, and that the girl I'm needing to cry for every day without apology. Without apology. But them the right way, that's my policy. Shun the ball alongside Beyonce. Now you the man say this, a dirty yeah, dirty yeah.
I know you dig the way me step, the way me make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because it cannot be denied. Come take me in at the night, I make her get it amplified. But if you run the ship, me nah go slip, me nah go slide. In other words, the love I got to give it certified. For giving the toughest, I'm getting started for ride. Girl.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind.
Dites-le à un ami.
C'est Doudé.
C'est Doudé.
Ça, c'est Doudé.
C'est moi qui est doux.
Oh, laisse-moi.
Non.
Ça, c'est Doudé.
C'est moi qui est doux.
Je te dis que c'est Doudé.
Madame, c'est moi qui est doux.
Ça, là, c'est Doudé.
Bon, OK.
C'est Doudé. La vie n'est pas toujours un fleuve tranquille. Entre l'espoir et la crainte, c'est pas facile. Toucher nos rêves, tant que possible. Accroche-toi, ne baisse pas les bras, tout est possible. Parfois on s'isole, on s'exile, on aimerait être seul au monde comme Tom Hanks sur une île.